want to be in like the shrubbery or something.
Yeah. This is your high school senior, your senior year.
Yeah.
Like yeah. Show me your best like this. Yeah. And boom. Yes. Yeah. Phil Hack, where are we right now?
We're at the Microsoft Conference Center.
Okay. And it's now they're watching this 2 weeks from now, so it's the future. But right now it's the day
but
of the
for
MVP
them
Summit.
It's the present, which is kind
for
of
for them it's the present. For us it's the future.
Yeah.
Sarah Connor is currently.
They're watching the past.
Okay. So today in the past. Future, we are releasing. No, what are we doing? We're working on MVC today, big day.
Today?
Well, not today in the future, but now.
Today, yeah. We're getting very close to releasing, at this moment, we're getting very close to releasing ASP.NET MVC Release Candidate 2, which no one here knows about yet because I haven't mentioned it.
Oh, okay. And Elon had said that it was really cool that the RTM. Versus the RC2 is going to be just like a bit, you know, just like change the version number and change some EULAs, and that's pretty much it.
That's correct.
So well, an actual release candidate.
And maybe the title.
So when you say release candidate, you're serious.
This time. Well, we're serious. Some of the things that came out from the first release candidate, basically we got a lot of good feedback, and we realized we had to make some changes.
Yeah.
And typically what would happen is we'd go straight from release candidate to RTM, but mm-hmm. in this particular case, we needed to make some changes to the installer, because in internal review, we realized we were still shipping framework assemblies, and we shouldn't do that. So the installer takes a 3.5 SP1 dependency, a .NET 3.5 SP1 dependency. Now, that's just for the installer, so that's for your dev box.
Right.
If you want to bin deploy your machine, yeah. Your application, you can still bin deploy to a 3.5 host.
Yeah.
I have a blog post out there.
I've done that. I didn't have any trouble at all with it. I made two files, copy local, and my life went on.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Right, and we're still keeping that. So there's in my blog post, I'll mention that there's no runtime dependency on 3.5 SP1.
Cool.
There's only an installer dependency. So other than that, nothing's really changed, but anytime we make changes to the installer, we know that there's always a chance that there's going to be a problem, so we wanted to have one more broad distribution, aka RC2, just to be on the safe side.
Mm-hmm.
If it was only like bug fixes of the runtime or tooling, totally. Then we probably would have went straight to RTM.
So, jagged segue, you've worked here how long?
A little over a year.
And what did you do before this? What qualifies you to be a PM at Microsoft? Justify your existence! You were a CTO.
I don't know if anything qualifies me to be a PM at Microsoft.
You were a CTO of your own company, right?
I was, a couple jobs before. I was a CTO of a company that I helped form,
uh-huh.
and a consulting firm doing primarily web development. Pretty much my entire career has been web development.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately before Microsoft, I was at a open source search engine. So we indexed open source code in various version and other repositories.
Yeah. And has the transition to like the Microsoft lifestyle been comfortable, or how long did it take you to like get into it? Because there's all sorts of things that you have to do. I mean, when you're shipping software to millions, is it different than shipping software to tens?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Really?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, there's definitely big differences. I mean, just in the number of people who are interested in what you're doing, and the amount of feedback you get. It's been a huge, huge transition for me. I think it took me a full 6 months before I knew what my job was, really, and then another 6 months to feel comfortable that I'm actually able to be on top of it to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, you know, there are many days where I feel woefully inadequate and way behind, but I think I'm getting a lot of feedback from people at the MVP Summit that, you know, their feedback has really helped me do my job. So that's been a great part of this job.
Why is it that I think that people who don't work at Microsoft laugh when they hear us say feedback? Because we say that word all the time.
Uh-huh.
But the new Microsoft, right? The young, the guys have only worked here a year. We say that all the time. Mm-hmm. Feedback, feedback, feedback. Oh, yeah, I got some feedback. Oh, let me give you this feedback. There's some great feedback. I mean, I wish there was a way for us to get it across to people that we are listening and trying to get that information shoved into the brains of the bosses.
Right.
Without sounding like a broken record.
It's true. At the Alt.NET conference this weekend, John Lamb, someone asked about a feature for Iron Ruby, and John Lamb mentioned, you know, like, I've asked for that, but if you guys ask for it, believe me, it holds much more weight. And it's so true. We have, for example, with MVC, we have almost daily triage meetings where we review the potential work items, the things that have come in. Mm-hmm. And when I'll suggest things all the time, and unless it's like, oh, yeah, this is an absolute must, you know, it often is like, well, you know.
How do we know?
Do we really need it? Then I'll go and find somebody posted something on Codeplex or in the forums, and they'll say, you know, we're being blocked by this. Hey. Oh, we're in the middle of filming.
Here, hang on. Hi.
Scott Dorman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, we're recording on Channel 9 right now.
Oh, cool.
It's one of the beauties of this casual outdoor recording. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you again.
How's it going, Scott?
Good.
So, you're saying that when you have feedback, that if it has a permalink, that's more valuable. If you can go and paste in like 10 links, look at these 10 blog posts.
Even if it's just a single email, but it's somebody saying, look, I'm trying to build this app and this is blocking me, or this is making my life real painful. Now I can say, look, this is not affecting me, or this is not my wouldn't it be nice pie in the sky day. This customer's hurting and they can't do something, and if they can't do it, probably thousands of other customers having the same problem. Let's see if we can fix it.
Now I understand your job. You take the specifications from the people and you give them to the engineers.
Absolutely.
You're a people person.
I'm a people person. What part of the people person don't you understand? what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So the thing about that is that not everything people suggest will, you know, make it in. And that's probably the hard part. It's like, oh, you're not listening to me. But sometimes I've seen one person will request A and one person will request the opposite of A. And obviously there's a logical paradox there. We can't do
both.
Do
you really get in situations like that where people want a feature that's incompatible with something that someone else wants?
I want you to keep views with code behind. I want you not to have views with code behind.
Oh, okay. That's a good example.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Sorry, dude.
Well, I mean, and then, you know, obviously, sometimes in cases like that, well, can you at least add a menu item to make it go back and forth easily?
Yeah.
And given unlimited resources, I'd love to do that. But I think right now the no code behind we have is sort of. I'm really glad we got that in there, and I think there are ways to work around the fact that if you wanted code behind, you can use other classes for that.
Right. Right.
So.
Well, I mean, you're describing you're helping people that you're designing a framework that could hurt people. Right, I mean, it could make them slower if you did it wrong. You know, they always use that analogy of a gun. You know, do you want to allow them to shoot themselves in the foot?
Right.
Do you remove the ability to let them do that?
Well, in many cases, we do want to allow people to shoot themselves in the foot if they need to. Right, like you never know.
Foot shooting is the requirement.
Exactly. You know, like there's that motto: "Runs with scissors." Right.
Yeah.
If you, because there are so many scenarios that we cannot anticipate that people need to do, and if they can't do it, then you know, that's a problem. But at the same time, we don't want to push you down that hill, right?
Yeah.
So there's that, you know, concept of the pit of success. Ideally, we'd like it to, you know, kind of urge you to the right behavior, but at the same time, give you the tools to do something that we had no idea you would do.
Now, if there's someone out there who's a web forms developer who wants to get started, I mean, this is like the obvious question, but where do they start? I mean, I point them to ASP.NET/MVC, but, you know, where are some other places they can get resources about learning about the right way to write MVC applications?
Well, definitely ASP.NET/MVC is a really good place to start. From there, you can get linked into our forums, which is a really good place to ask questions. And soon there will be several books out there on the market, especially, you know, if I do say so myself, we have the Rocks book, which, you know, we'll have Scott Gu, who will have a walkthrough that he'll post on his blog that will be part of the book. That walkthrough, I think, is going to help a lot of people really get up to speed with it. I know that there's a book by Perlemo from Manning. What?
Stephen Walther?
Oh, Stephen Walther has a book for, I forgot the publisher, but there's a lot of authors.
Well, we're going to list all those books at ASP.NET/MVC.
Yeah.
And then I think we'll be posting a sample chapter of our book.
Yep. And
cool.
It'll be great.
Our little conflict of interest that we have. But, cool. Well, thanks a lot, Phil, for talking to me today. And I guess you probably have to go get back to your talk at the MVC, MVP, MVC.
MVC.
At the MVC Summit.
At the MVC Summit, yeah. I got to go write the talk.
All right. Cool. We'll catch you later.